TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, it's Roger here. We often have humorous poems from Yorkshire poet Sid Oates. Here's one that's a little more murky. It is called Before the Final Call. Through forest black and putrid marsh, mist rises from the lake. In foggy graveyards, ghouls start to stir. The earth begins to shake. And through the streets, the wild wolves prowl, summoned by the moon. Their haunting howls tear through the night. They'll be here all too soon. The ghouls and vampires own the night, evoke your darkest fears. So close your windows, lock the doors, the witching hour is near. Tonight the moon glows deep blood red as lightning splits the skies. From rabid wolves spawn twisted forms with disembodied eyes. Dead life forms walk upon the earth, born of beast and man. In dead of night, they seek your soul. Avoid them if you can. The undead seek your precious blood, their souls to take to hell. Transport you to the underworld, where ghouls and vampires dwell. Under ancient oaks, shadows creep. Dances in the dark. The whispers of the lost and damned leave an eerie, chilling mark. From crypts and tombs the spirits rise, drawn by the lantern's glow. They move as one with silent cries in a ghostly, spectral show. To whisper secrets in the wind and dance till light is gone. Underneath those ancient trees, the shadows move as one. The stars above, a distant gleam, bear witness to the fright. In dreams, we hear the echoes scream before the final night. The power of fear spreads through the land. Now memories lost make them whole. The last of Earth's humanity, dispossessed of heart and soul. Control now lies within the few, a synod of the night. Embrace their darkened natures, expelled from mortal light. Pale lords rule the dreaded deep, who serve the blooded king. Their empire lies beneath the earth, where Thyon women sing. Then thousand years of heinous form begets the vengeful keeper, awaits the final testament to serve life's parting reaper. And now we ask the question, can mortals save their souls? At the time of life's perspective, when duality unfolds, like ripe fruit from the tree of life, we detach ourselves and fall. Step back, I say, redeem yourself before the final call.
TNF Soundings.